oh, I didn't write down the date or the episode. Oh my god. is today the 9th?
Today is...
Today's the 10th.
Oh, okay. How embarrassing.
Okay, so...
But before we start, mm-hmm. I would just like to give a shout out to our two biggest listeners, Annie and Matt. We're listening to you while you're listening to us.
Yeah, you have no idea.
But not really.
You really blew your load all right up at the beginning.
And that's all they have to listen to, really. Like,
what's that?
They could just check out now.
Well, now they've heard their names.
Yeah, they don't need to listen anymore.
Okay. But there might be more, you guys. There might be more about Annie and Matt later.
And if they continue listening, then they might one day get to blow their load right at the beginning.
And you know what, you guys? Wonderful. If you like the podcast, tell your friends.
Tell your neighbors.
Let them know.
Tell local homeless people. Tell your mayor.
Yeah.
Tell your mayor.
It's important.
Go to your community center and tell all the people who are using
I
the water flood.
You could get your mayor to listen to it.
Yeah.
You should write them a letter and say, I think that this is important, and I think that that's part of their job.
Well, did you guys know that the mayor, or I think the premier or prime minister of Iceland, everyone in his cabinet had to have seen all of the wire to serve.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, seal.
I think it was the mayor.
All right.
The mayor of Iceland.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's... Yeah.
All right. Okay,
January 10th, 2018. It is season 1, episode 11. Second week back after the break. Pretty exciting stuff. Adam, how was the mid-season opener for Steel Team?
Pattern of life. Was terrible.
What?
Yeah. It, like, the bumbling, beerless antics of last episode earned them a 0.9% stake of all TVs and a loss of more than 1 million viewers from the previous week.
What?
Whoa.
Oh,
bumbling
God.
Beerless?
How many million people watched it?
I was quoting myself.
The viewers are just all they want.
Yeah,
like,
I thought you had. We're
beer.
On a ratings website because they do that. They have.
But okay, something that's interesting is this week is a solo debut of one of the writers, Beth Satchter. But
Satchter?
She was last on the episode. You remember the episode where. Spence or Jay? What fuck? Spencer? What's his name?
Clay.
When Clay has to go and tell his buddy's parents that he died, and then there's like the over and over and over again assault on the door. Blow the door! Blow the door!
Right.
She's in this.
Right.
She's the writer.
Okay.
From that episode.
Okay. Huh. Yeah. I can see they're both kind of like mid-range boring.
Yeah. And lots of backstory, I guess. But I want to know about the ratings. I want to know, like, how many million people watched it last week?
I 5,900,000.
Oh,
yeah, it's usually 6,900,000.
Yeah.
I thought we knew that.
Nothing.
Well, that's a bit of a bummer, but maybe that's just like, you know, the winter blues, like people...
Winter blues?
I don't know.
Is that even a phrase?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Look at the winter
seasonal
blues.
Affective
blues.
Depression.
Seasonal, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Affective
disorder?
Yeah, seasonal affective disorder.
Sad.
So sad. On Aquid, it was so sad, yeah?
Aquid?
Roast beef
so
had so sad.
Oh, yeah.
So, from the recaps of this episode, I knew that it was going to be, like, too much backstory.
I guess. Mm-hmm. I thought that the recap, when they showed them, like, hauling the guy through the door and throwing him, I was just like, how does that matter?
Yeah.
But I guess that's the
shoulder
thing.
Oh,
it's his shoulder injury. But it was just kind of like a... I'm just like,
oh, that was a shoulder injury. I didn't
yeah.
understand why that was in
yeah.
there.
And then the other one was, like, a conversation with Jay and his wife, which I was like, Did that? I don't even remember that. I had to.
Oh, it was episodes ago.
The beginning of the episode, like, makes you. Like, I believe it misrepresents the actual series quite often. Like, they just throw a bunch of bullshit at you to explain what's happening in this episode.
And then there was Sunny getting in touch with Danny.
Right.
Which we can talk more about.
Yeah, so where do we start off, Margaret?
I guess we're in Volyn Oblast, northwest Ukraine.
I understand that you're still in touch with his wife and child. Particularly attractive Western females.
Big problem, Big Chief.
That was racist. That's not racist to me about you.
Northwest, so that's NATO controlled.
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah, I didn't actually. I meant to look some of, like, where it is. I didn't look it up, but.
Pretty atmospheric. I liked the setting when it was first starting. I was like, all right, here we go.
They're nighttime.
Very cool death, settings. Too. He, like, when he shot the guy in the back of the head, it was kind classic.
Except his face didn't explode all over the camera.
But also, the guy. Who must be on edge because he's, like, you know, undercover and whatever. Would he really crouch down to check tire pressure?
Well, he's dead either way, right?
Okay, well, speaking about this guy, I have a question for you guys. Okay,
would he also be, like, reluctant to share his smokes, too? He's like, you got any smokes? Yeah. He's like, I don't want to say how many smokes I got. And then he's like, come on, you're hoarding smoke. Give me a smoke.
Maybe all his smokes say CIA on them. CIA issue.
I liked how he was like, just don't smoke him near the truck. And then the guy just like,
why not? He's like, because we got nukes in there.
But it's not like that guy obviously knew why not. But like, he just goes up to the truck, opens the flaps, kicks the tires.
I've got two things about this scene. The first is a question. So when this CIA operative like sneaks into the cab to like communicate over the radio while surrounded by all his guys, all of a sudden he drops his accent. So my question to you guys
English.
Is, yeah, but like okay, so first of all, he's probably talking too close to those guys anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But why do you think he should have like still spoken through his accent, through his fake accent, back to command?
I would think that command should have someone who speaks Ukrainian, and or maybe I guess maybe you don't. I don't know, like.
I didn't understand a word he said.
I just heard him English. Like list off a massive string of letters and numbers for his code name. It was like Bravo, Lima, Mike, November.
Oh, yeah.
Lima, Romeo, Bravo. He just did like 10 letters for his code name, which just seemed kind of ridiculous.
Papa Sierra, Bravo Lima, Quebec, Bravo Lima, Mike, Papa Sierra, Bravo Lima, Mike, holding for teacher.
I think he should have stayed in accent, personally.
I think you, I guess you wouldn't say any of that stuff if anyone was in earshot, and maybe he just believed that he was in a truck and didn't have to worry about it.
Okay, and my second thing is, do you guys remember why he was shot?
You don't want a new guy.
Because
you don't
want a new
guy.
New guy.
Yeah.
So they knew
suspicion or anything.
No, there's no suspicion that he's a spy. Just some fucking new guy that they knew they were bringing anyways. Like, yeah, we'll shoot him around here.
Yeah, like, let's bring a new guy and so then kill him on the way.
That is weird.
Do you find it suspicious at all? No.
No, just some new guy.
Yeah.
This is what we do to the new guys. How can you ever move past being a new guy? It seems impossible.
Yeah.
Okay. Next scene.
Jay. Wife, Jay's blockhead.
Real estate office. Okay, so they're in, like, Virginia. And I want to know, how much are... I thought houses were cheap in the States, like...
Everywhere?
Well, like, Virginia. Like, how much is a house in Virginia?
I don't know, $5,000?
Well, because someone just got a $50,000 credit for their house. And then also, like, Ray and his wife are struggling to pay the mortgage on what looks like a pretty shitty apartment.
Oh, yeah.
Poor money management.
It doesn't even look like a house.
Maybe a coke habit?
Yeah, like, where are they living that they... I guess I haven't actually looked at how much it costs to live in
the because everyone keeps talking about the pension, but then there's, like... seemingly, if they're not getting paid a lot then, they're not going to be getting paid a lot with the pension either.
Yeah, I don't know. It did, but also, I don't think it can cost that
much. But that's not why Jay visits the wife. It's to talk about a wild weekend
that his daughter's going on. Right. Is a teenager.
Mm-hmm. And he kind of, like, tells her to chill out, but in the end kind of backs her up, but, like, also makes her feel like...
I think that was all bullshit. Like, what the hell? When did Jay become a cool dad?
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. Like, and he has a line in there. Oh, no, he has a line later when he's on the phone with her. I was just like, oh, some good parenting from Jay. What's going on here?
What did he say later?
Later he says that, like, it's not you that we don't trust. We don't trust the world. I'm like, yeah, that's a good thing to say.
Yeah, I remember that.
But in the end, he's wrong, so, like, whatever.
I mean, but probably because he framed it that way, his daughter would have felt more awful if anything went wrong.
Yeah.
But, because if he was like, don't fucking go out, then it would be even more bad. But yeah, so his wife, I guess, has the kids 300 out of...
365.
So he sees them, like, once a week, just over once a week. Like, there's 52 weeks in a year, so 65.
They seem to hang out and drink beers a lot, too. Like, he could probably see them more.
Yeah.
I think he's just kind of like a, what's it called, neglectful father.
When I tell you what to do, you do it, because I am the adult, and you are but a child!
So...
It might have just been an example, like she wasn't saying a specific legal day that they're separated and have custody for, but just like...
Yeah, they seem fairly casual about the whole...
Yeah. Just the reality of the situation is he's gone 300 days a year.
Yeah, I think the whole scene is just kind of like shoehorning in this kind of like family drama, which is kind of boring and pointless and like, just like, whatever.
It's my favorite part of Seal Team now.
Oh, like the family drama?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I hate them.
Like, that last episode fucking blew, and I found this one way better. Like, bring on the planting seeds, man.
I don't know if you're joking or not.
But, okay, so then we quickly get off this, and we start talking about Danny. And I guess Trux is mentioning him.
Davis and Sunny are together waiting for Danny.
I always forget her name. I always write Tony Trux.
I don't know her first name, but she's last name is Davis.
Oh, it's not Trux? That's her, like...
That's the actress's name.
It's actor now.
Everyone's an actor?
Everyone's an actor.
Okay, whatever.
I'm woke.
Oh.
You're not woke?
When did you learn that?
Today.
Oh, from who?
James Franco.
He said that everyone's an actor?
No, someone referred... Oh, no, it was on Red Letter Media. They referred to, like, a woman as an actor.
So they made a point of it?
It's appropriate. No, they made a point of it, but it was just like...
Well, you can call anyone an actor. You could always call, like...
You can't call anyone an actress.
No, you can't. Just like you can say guys, and it can refer to a...
So actress is just like a silly thing to say.
Yeah, I mean, gendered things in general may...
I just like that, like, in this gender-neutral world, that we're segueing into the male phrase as being the norm.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it is sort of interesting because, you know, there are... Like, we do have a middle ground gendered, but there's some countries, and I don't know this for sure because I don't speak these languages, but I think Finnish has no gender, no he, she, like, kind of stuff in the language, and there's less social issues around it, too.
Like, yeah, but they sound kind of silly. They're all like,
the Finnish does? I think you're talking about Swedish.
I'm making a popcorn.
I don't know what Swedish. I don't know if Swedish has gender stuff.
Though. I think we're a little off track. Let's get back to.
So, Yeah, they're talking about Danny.
Yeah. And, like, he's worried that he's going to be all disfigured. And then Trux is all like, no, I think most of the damage is below the waist.
Yeah, I mean, look, from what I remember visiting him in the hospital, most of that damage was below the waist.
Bon chico wow.
Chico bon ah wow.
Is she talking about his penis?
Well, it wasn't clear, but, like, his legs, I thought, were... And then they were talking about how you got septic shock.
I believe that that phrase, because they're going to be a love interest together, yeah. Right? I think his penis is blown off.
I don't know.
I think think, like, so she knows that his penis has been blown off.
Yeah.
And then he got penis reconstruction. Now he's got a fat hog.
Probably just like a steel rod in there erect all the time. But no feeling, no sensation.
No, he just pumps it up and gives her.
That's why he's a changed man.
Anyway, but like later, he's definitely got legs problems and he... hobbles.
I think it was his legs. I think in the previous
but the episodes, phrase, they the phrase like below the legs. Waist and yeah. Like it was like a wink wink and
no, I think that was because he has the scar on his face and he also got like serious trauma to his face and Sunny was like, I don't know what he's gonna look like and he was worried that he was gonna look disfigured.
I know what you're saying, but I'm Davis just making my like, 2018 no, prediction. I think he's got a disfigured penis.
I don't
no
think
penis.
That's part of the show because we're on network television.
It happened like, with those the slaves in Game of Thrones, you know? Those mm-hmm. dudes.
Yeah, which is not network television. That
yeah,
shit
it
is
just
not
paved the way.
I bet you yes.
Paved the way for penis damage.
Subtly.
No, that's not going to be on CBS. But
I think we're getting hung up on penis.
Danny, so, much taller than Sunny, and very creepy, like, walking up to each other and, like, sizing each other up, kind of, like...
They're very odd. Yeah.
I know, they're old-time buddies, and then...
Beardo's definitely uncomfortable.
Yeah, and then he makes a joke about how Danny's job must be paying well, which...
Yeah.
Because he's had a jacket on or something?
I think he was liking his jacket.
He felt that Buddy was super successful. I looked up the contract. You have to be... But I didn't find a definitive answer of how long you have to be a SEAL for. So people that get taken out of active duty, they sometimes could have... some people get honorable discharge. Like, who's that? Who's that? Is it... Biltzerian, or is it another SEAL guy that was like making money off being an ex-SEAL, and he got a dishonorable discharge? But I wonder if that's one way to get out and then just start your own business.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think this guy got out because he's medically unfit, which is I don't know why he's a defense contractor because he's hobbling. So
he said
what
he
is
was
he doing?
Private security,
yeah, I think
which
he just
could
looks
be
tough
like
and has
at
a
the
gun.
Mall.
Oh, maybe.
Like, the implication was like that he's doing like a. Blackwater kind of stuff, but he could just be like private security.
It's not Blackwater,
but he'd be
anymore.
Doing consulting for
I don't know what it is.
For like he'd be doing consulting for like mercenary companies.
Yeah
maybe
mercenary.
Training or something.
So he could be doing mercenary or private security could just mean like he's making sure that like
he'd
Taylor Swift's dog.
He's probably just a mall cop.
Yeah,
like. I don't know.
He'd be the guy that let the jewelry thieves in to Kim's place.
Oh, Kim Kardashian.
And,
in Italy or wherever she is.
In his spare time, he scratches shrapnel out through his skin.
Oh, that was a good line.
Yes. Yeah. Loving it. Okay, so then we go to the physio. Where we learn that Ray has a fucked up shoulder.
And we have to hear about Jay bragging about his benching.
Yeah, 318. Ugh. Is that... Do you guys bench at all? Do you guys know what...
I don't bench.
But
318... Bench is a 90s thing.
But like
it's pretty intense.
Yeah. Ray is like... Benching went out in the 90s. I wish... Every time Ray says anything, I have to rewind and like play it again. Because he speaks so fast or... melts his word. I don't know.
Brother, how many times I gotta tell you to bench when I'm in the 90s? Uh-huh. It's all full body stuff now. Yeah. Deadlifts, power cleans. Would you please school this meathead?
Hey. I don't have a problem.
I couldn't understand that.
Yeah, me neither.
Benching went out in the 90s. Okay.
Hmm.
I thought it was pretty funny how they added these, like, really loud cracking sounds when the doctor was reefing on Ray's arm.
Mm-hmm.
And there'd be like a crack, crack, crack.
The audio in this episode was like not good. I don't know.
Yeah, like the bridge scene had some. Bridge scene had like weird levels. Like the cracking on the boards were way louder than everything else.
There was all sorts of audio that I was like, oh, this is like distracting how loud these noises are. And I think they got to get a new audio engineer. Anyways.
Are we on to the next scene?
Yeah, let's keep going. I think we maybe...
I just want to say one thing about that scene, you guys. It sounded really good in Dolby Digital 5.1. Available at all Dolby Digital 5.1 distributors.
Are you listening to... Do you get 5.1 through your headphones?
Yes.
How are you listening to 5.1?
I use my full Sonos home theater system setup. Sonos, available at Sonos.com.
Available at Amazon, messed up with a bunch of reward points.
You know Sonos. They're not sponsoring us,
it
right?
Is.
Oh, yeah.
Not yet, Richard.
Yeah, not yet.
Oh, right.
Sonos.
Can't wait for those Sonos systems to show up in the mail.
Okay, let's get on with this. Doctor and Jay's hitting us. Oh, yeah, okay, so then they go into the meeting.
Yes.
And
first briefing of the episode.
And Jay is hipping us to how a dirty bomb is used.
Mm-hmm.
And then they talk about the dirty bomb for a little while. And it seems like that the SEALs are, like, overly concerned with the half-life of the bombs, which I don't know why they would care.
Yeah, well, I'd be like, oh, how many people are going to die? How long? 1,000 years? Dun, dun, dun.
1,000 years? It's like, oh, we better take this seriously.
This whole thing is fucking bullshit, but coming from, like, a toxicological perspective. But also, I loved that they were like, oh, they took 3 barrels, and then they had this photo of, like, 3 orange barrels with like a radioactive label on them that were, it was like a photo of these barrels like just kind of out on a field or I don't even know what. And they stole these barrels apparently from a research lab. And then their photo is just of like 3 barrels out in the open. And it's kind of like, I don't know. It's just hokey, I thought. It was a little, like, radio.
Yeah, I don't really remember the barrels.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll make an Instagram post of it. Okay. So that all of our Instagram followers can see exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we would like to apologize to all our viewers about our lapse in Instagram updates, especially Judd, who loves receiving our new Instagram photos. He hearted 2 of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
So, Judd, we got more coming at you. Yeah. Sit tight. And by the way, Judd, great performance in this episode. And we're getting up to this. I think it was in the meeting. You totally shut down Beardo.
Yeah, I have that written down. Eric shuts. Is his name the character's name Eric?
Is it Blackburn?
Yeah.
Or?
Blackburn.
Eric
Blackburn. Yeah.
Eric Blackburn? Yeah, I got it written down.
Yeah,
Eric shuts down Sunny.
Yeah. And so, you know, good for you. Growing a spine, being some command. Well done.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're listening to us. I'm glad you're paying attention. We are your Eric.
So then we're at the cages. Ray comes to bring Jay's toothbrush.
Right, the toothbrush thing. So that's kind of just like... What, like, don't forget your toothbrush.
And who wants a toothbrush from someone's pocket? You didn't even have it in a nice little toothbrush case.
He had a protective case.
Did it?
And he actually, he put it back in his pocket after, which was a bit...
Yeah, it was a very strange scene between them, because it's like, I brought your toothbrush. He's like, I don't fucking need a toothbrush. Here's your toothbrush.
But it was obviously, like, an excuse to come get the... see what's going on, because he just felt uncomfortable not going. Like, he was worried that they were about them, I think.
Yeah, and so then they both dump on Sunny a little bit.
Yeah. I love usual. How everybody seems to have zero faith in Sonny. Like,
yeah,
especially this.
Yeah, episode. They Sonny still just, like, judge him.
Kind of pulled aside by Jay. Yeah.
I want you to think before you get all aggro at a situation.
Hey,
yeah.
Don't lose my temper until it's time to lose my temper.
Don't lose your temper. Come on, grasshopper, think.
Maybe they're building up to, like, Sonny snapping and like, making, like, a massive mistake or putting, like, the whole team in jeopardy.
No, I think it's just his... I think everyone feels they have to tell him that or else he will do it, like...
I think they're endearing us to Sonny. I don't think they're...
Oh, I felt like he was being, an asshole this episode, too.
No, so. Okay, there was, like, this one episode where he kind of, like, gets, like, really, like, kill-happy.
And that's right. The one now of this episode. It's this episode's the one where they first talk about his buddy that got blown up. It's when they find that terrorist, the dude that
right. And so now he's some sort of aggro thing. And so this is the first time when like Jay pulls him aside. He's like, I don't want you going all aggro kill squad on me, bah.
I think he's done that before. Like not necessarily saying the exact thing, but he. Yeah. Oh, I see.
Subordinate.
Yeah.
Okay.
But also he was screaming at a child in the last episode. But no one seemed to care about
that. Yeah, I don't care about that at all.
But I guess there was a thing about don't let Sonny near the doctor is what Ray said to Jay.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know why not.
And they jam him with
them. And then Jay was like, oh, she's a doctor? And he was like, yeah, she's got a PhD in nuclear physics.
Nuclear physics.
Nuclear.
Does Sonny say
not nuclear?
PhD-ly? Is that what he
What's
says?
The
PhD-ly?
Nuclear.
I think it's nuclear.
Nuclear. Okay, that's what I said. What's nuclear?
I think it's just how dumb people say it.
Oh, what I said nuclear.
I know.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I don't know.
Anyway.
So yeah, then Jay tells Sonny not to get aggro.
Yeah.
And
does
grasshopper.
Does Sonny grasshopper. Say she's a PhD-ly? Is that what he says? Like, PhD-ly.
I didn't catch that.
Ray was talking about the PhD, and he learned that from Megan Gray.
Right, but Sonny's in the background, and he hears him say that she's a PhD, and then and Sonny says something like, PhD-ly, and he's all, like, excited.
Yeah. She's a doctor?
Woo!
Yes, PhD.
PhD Lee.
And nuclear physics? Man, he told me, man. You know what? You guys got to stop spacing out doing the briefing.
Maybe he just does really well picking up females with PhDs.
I just think he's, like, really into PhD females, and he's a big movie buff.
We're going to have so much to talk about. Yeah.
So they, what do they get? So they go on their little mission there, and, they hit the convoy I got here. They're hitting the convoy next, right?
Well, Jay calls his daughter
do
on the
daughter
phone
call
while they're on the plane.
Oh, yeah. That's some good parenting.
Which was like, why didn't you do that earlier? Like,
no time.
Very busy.
But yeah, now they're in Moldova,
Moldova.
Oh, the curly hair guy who is the dog wrangler. He gets some of his first lines of the show. He doesn't speak much. You know, there's greasy hair and there's curly hair. These are the two guys that are
in I'm very familiar with greasy.
They're in almost every episode, and they don't have many lines. And curly hair, he has dark curly hair. And he's like, hey, boss. I don't know. And he's talking about the nuclear warheads. He's like...
Nuclear.
But it's when they're discovering that it's not dirty bombs, but it's actual warheads.
Right.
And he's the one who alerts Jay to this fact.
And then is it just like sloppily wired warheads? Because why would it...
No.
I don't think real warheads, you don't have to be that concerned about them jostling.
They're like pocket,
20, they're 20 years old.
Yeah, they're pocket nukes. They're like for howitzers.
Mm.
So it's kind of like an artillery gun would like lob it in, and they're like low yield.
Oh.
1 kiloton.
I think they're a real thing. Or maybe it's just fallout.
Hmm.
It says there's 1 kiloton of radioactive material per warhead.
But yeah, like if they're so concerned about like driving a truck with this like warhead, then how would you ever fire it out of a howitzer without it exploding in the barrel?
Well, you know? All of it, like, obviously they were confident enough to transport it to the buyers.
Like, yeah, but how much, I don't know. Like, it just seems like they're, like, transporting something that any, like, little nudge will make it explode.
Like, it could have been
the goal of this thing.
Like, what about just those ones in the plane that just, like, fall out en masse? Like, when they drop, like, a carpet bombing. I mean, is it, like, a nuclear carpet bomb?
I understand that you've heard several words in movies and you've strung them together.
One thing I found incredibly unrealistic about this episode is that they know they're going into a situation where there could be... They're expecting barrels of radioactive material, but they have absolutely no personal protective equipment.
Well, maybe they do.
Against radiation.
Maybe they have suits.
If they had it, why would she not... Why, when they're moving the warheads, would they not have...
Because it's uncomfortable.
No, it's ridiculous. Obviously, they would have some... they're
hazmat suits.
Yeah, there's specific, like, okay, when you're dealing with radiation, you put on this face mask.
You gotta have your dosimeter badge.
You can monitor.
Dosimeter badge.
That's not actually protective, but it monitors your exposure. And, like, all these sorts of things that exist when you're working with radioactive materials. Right. And they weren't doing any of it. And if she is a PhD in... Nuclear physics.
But you know what they did do, Margaret? They Googled, the kilotons, and then they watched a video of
a nuclear explosion. Yes, I loved it.
The mushroom cloud videos. They're like,
that's what happens when nuclear bombs go off.
I guess this is like a public safety thing. They're building up fear over North Korea and they're saying this is what you do in the event of a nuclear holocaust.
Nuclear holocaust.
I didn't sense
a major, like, propaganda angle on this one, because they're operating in, if they were in Eastern Ukraine, then I would suspect it's, like, fear-mongering on Russian, like, splinter factions or something like that. But it's just some mob shit.
The rumors are that the dude that brought rocketry to Kim Jong-un was Ukrainian.
Oh, perhaps, yeah. Did you guys hear how, like, this Yanukovych was exposed in court documents that leaked for siphoning, like, $1.5 billion out of Ukraine?
Nope.
Story. Just came out right before we started watching this shit.
Oh, like an hour ago.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Ukraine is back on the news cycle.
News. Okay. So now we get a little glimpse of Ray and Naima's life.
Wait. Before Ray and his wife, what's his name? Not
Clay.
Wanting to call him Carl, but it's not Carl.
Clay.
It's Clay.
Clay is a big ideas
man.
Can
we call him Hot Carl from now?
I can't stand it when... we could call him Carl. Let's call him Carl.
What are you doing, man? That's Carl!
Yeah, sure. Carl Spencer?
Yeah. So I can't stand Carl's face whenever he comes up with, like, an idea. It's, like, super smarmy, and I just wanted to say I can't stand his face.
Yeah, I would call it the Ernest Cherub.
I think that, you know what? I think the actor is doing a good job because, like, you really feel like he's this, like, earnest.
That guy doesn't exist in SEALs.
No?
No, I don't think so. I think he's kind of like, he's in there to kind of, like, show that, like, not all SEALs are like Jay, which is what I think most SEALs are probably like.
Really? But he's a dick, too.
Yeah, he's still a dick. Like, he's still...
He's kind of a dick, but,
Seal.
He's not so, like...
He's just too young to be...
Millennial beta male. I don't think there's any millennial beta males in there.
I don't think he is that, though.
I think, because he's got the... Yeah. They have to bring his girlfriend back into it. Because when she's around, that's when we get the full sense of his kind of, like, in touch with himself kind of bullshittery. But now he's just kind of this, like, mopey, sad puppy, like... I don't even think that he's like a... There's nothing in the last few episodes that show him, like, as a good, like, operator, gun guy, whatever. True, fucked up in the last one.
There's nothing that shows why he's in this elite team.
No.
I see him as being an officer very soon, kind of. Like, he's going officer route or something.
He's a total cake eater.
Yeah. Just like his father, you know? Just like his father.
He becomes a cake eater and takes Eric's position.
Okay, let's keep moving because this episode is not nearly interesting enough for this running time.
Trucks. They're in the trucks. Jay has a pretty good bridge pun. He says, "We'll cross that bridge when we get to it."
He does have a very good bridge pun from
which
Jay,
which is like an expression, but also literal.
Now we'll have to cross that bridge when we get to it, huh?
And then because he uses it again. Okay.
Poorly.
As far as Ray goes, he's not ready. We just have to cross that bridge, too.
And then there's... Sonny is driving with a doctor. He's checking her out.
Okay, here's
he's
something like... So all the guys that they took from the trucks, I guess, like, a helicopter came.
They somehow were transported.
And they were transported back to the base, and they put hoods on their heads, and then they sat them, like, right next to command where they're
they can hear everything, in English.
Maybe, like cool death metal plays inside the masks. Like, remember when they did the torture scene for Clay? And they, like, it's like...
Okay, yeah, so then the trucks have to do this, like... Oh, sorry, what were you saying, Richard?
No, they could just have, like, earbuds in the masks.
Yeah, or they could just sit them somewhere else. No, and they're still
just, like, had them, like, 2 feet away. Like, who do you think's the guy? Because who do you think, like, who didn't have a partner? But they could hear her. They were, like 2 feet away.
Yeah, and they're talking about, like, operational details.
I like the plane a lot. It is a great command base plane. Mobile command unit plane.
Like, if you're running a show and you have to shoot scenes in the plane, it's just like...
Yeah, it's just a set that they have.
That's gotta be like...
But it's pretty silly.
Yeah. Okay. Hairpin turn with those trucks.
Not a bad turn. That's an easy turn to make.
Yeah, it wasn't, but they made it... The sound made it seem insane.
And it, like, they were going way too fast.
Yes. Totally. Just slow down. It's not that
I was like, wait, he's going to slide forward off the cliff. I'm like, wait, why doesn't he just go slower? There's no time.
And then with the bridge, they're like, they didn't even get to
walk over the bridge and like check it out. There were all sorts of pieces of metal they could have reinforced it with. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. They have all these crates in the back with guns and heavy shit.
It's obviously like all people cross, everyone other than the driver, get out. Go across
and guide them across. Like tell them where to put their tires.
And really, like they consolidate their weapons later. But like they
all in the same vehicle, obviously.
Or they probably would have been better carrying them in the canvas sacks.
I don't know.
Depending on how heavy.
Okay, we're getting ahead, but I got a lot of problems coming up. I got a lot of things to discuss. My first thing is when the second truck falls through the hole. Yeah. There's sort of
and there's an explosion. Like, that's a sweet explosion.
There's an explosion?
Like, but that was just wood caving in.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see it as an explosion. Yeah. I thought it was just really loud wood caving
in. No, there was a little explosion like in the front right corner of the truck, and it was like...
They kind of reference it, too.
Yeah,
he's like, I just heard a big bang, and we're all okay.
I'm still alive, or whatever.
I have written down, so he's talking with the strap. She's the strap this time, right? And so he tells her that he doesn't like heights, he's afraid of heights, and he tells her that he doesn't like bridges, and then he puts the truck wheel on the hole, and I just have written down that Sonny is a terrible SEAL. Like, he's just, like, afraid of everything. He's afraid of sharks. Like, yeah. Throughout the whole series, right. He's just, like, this, yeah, like, inept, like what can he do?
He doesn't want to... He doesn't like swimming, right? Is that a thing?
He doesn't like responsibility.
I think it's all his character, his personality. Just like when they tell him to always not kill people. They're like, now, Sonny, don't kill people this time. But Sonny never fucks up. Sonny's the best.
He's a schizophrenic character. They're going in so many different directions with this character.
Do you remember when they snuck away together?
He's multifaceted.
Like, they...
He's like, not. He's self-contradictory. Like, it's just kind of like, at times he's like really cool, chill guy who hangs with the kid, then he's yelling at the kid, then he's manipulating, then he's like, I don't know, he's all over the map.
He's joking, and then like, he's afraid.
Yeah, and sometimes he's super against, like, trash cans down or whatever, and like, who the fuck cares about these garbage people, and then sometimes he's like,
here's a candy.
A compassionate, empathetic kind of person, and he... I think it is meant to be comic relief, but they don't quite... But they're trying to give him a bit more depth than that, but they're not doing it in a consistent manner. Yeah. And, but he is the best character in the show. After Brian died.
I don't know.
Who comes before Sunny?
Ray.
You think Ray's better?
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
Ray's way better.
Ray is a consistent character.
Ray hasn't been an asshole yet.
No, he hasn't. And he's a more thoughtful person, I guess. Yeah.
But so, okay, they're in the hole. They put the nukes. Okay, and so then they put little hammocks of nukes into the front truck. And they hang those hammocks pretty high.
Yeah, they do.
Right. Like, just in case it falls, it's gotta fall.
And he totally plays a trick on the girl with the nukes. He's like... You better hold on tight. And then he fucking guns the fucking engine.
It was just like a weird setup. Like, why would you...
Adam, you obviously don't understand foreplay.
Yeah. Because she was like, talk to me. Okay. So they're... Then they set up the thing that they have... they know that those guys are coming, the buyers. And so...
Okay, so their whole ambush idea, not just blow the bridge and all move on?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're going to blow, like, why did they have to ambush them? They didn't.
Yeah. No, not at all.
They could have just all left together. And
maybe there's something against destroying infrastructure.
They blew the bridge anyway.
They did.
Like.
Yeah, just blow the bridge.
Just blow the bridge, move on.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the guys came from the same side, from the side they were going.
No, they came up.
And they were coming from behind.
They could have just blown the bridge.
Absolutely, they were coming from behind. It was like they were upset that the buyers or the sellers hadn't met them, so then they were going.
Yeah, I guess they just had kill balls, which is blue balls for when you hadn't killed in a while.
Well, Sonny was worried about shrinkage. Like,
he had him super hard.
Did he say that?
Well, he really wanted to do some killing.
Oh, yeah.
But he does mention that he's worried about shrinkage from the nukes. Ball shrinkage.
Yeah, which is why they should have their personal protective equipment. Like, absolutely, you could have...
At least on their penises.
Well, I mean, there's all sorts of stuff. But, yeah, he was talking about how he'd rather be shot at than be in a... vehicle with a doctor talking, having a conversation.
Not a doctor, like a sexy lady. She was coming on to him, and he's got no game, and he's just like, would you rather be back there shooting than in here? And he's like, yes.
Yeah. He's like, there's something about killing people it's that so are pure. Just... It's
so beautiful. Like the Aryan race. I mean...
And then she's she's all into him in the end after that sweet speech.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know why she's still interested... It was so forced. Their relationship was so forced from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just like, all right, they're going to fuck, whatever.
But it's just like, okay, they're two, like, opposite sex, like, characters in a vehicle, and they're just, like, looking at each other.
I don't know why they're, like, shoehorning, like, Sunny into this relationship with her. It just seems
we
like
we need
really...
less personal drama, more panning shots of no dialogue.
Boom, chicka, wow, wow.
I liked the bridge crossing scenes, though. Just the I thought the tension was pretty good in them.
Yeah, the I personally feel like you should gun it across the bridge.
I don't know. For the first truck,
after
maybe.
After checking
but
it
then
out.
You fuck all the other trucks.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I know. But that's why you put everything into the one truck. I don't know.
If I didn't care about a nuclear explosion when I was crashing, I wouldn't drive across it quickly.
Yeah. I would walk the nukes across by hand, then drive the truck. I don't know how much time I have, but yeah, I'd probably walk the nukes across.
Yeah, I don't know why they were so fucking paranoid about getting them out of the case. It's not like they were held down very well, and the truck isn't any like more gentle when they're strapped down. Like, they could have had them all together in the first place.
Hey, what was the original reason that they had to move the nukes?
Some bullshit about not being able to get helicopters in, but then they did get helicopters in, so why didn't they
I think that they couldn't...
Yeah, but also they're like, do you think we're equipped to put a nuke on a helicopter? Like, about as much as, like...
as these guys are at putting it into the back of a truck!
And, like, what was the plan otherwise? Like, what was,
I think whoever wrote this episode has no idea...
Whoa, don't you say that about,
Like, maybe she knows a lot about...
Ladies can write scripts, okay?
So, I think that she knows a lot about...
Shatchter?
Daughters and shoulders and working out or whatever, but I think the nuclear, like, the...
Nuclear.
I think that the, like, the whole, like, weapon side of it was just silly.
But getting back to Beardo, so I guess we're kind of, finishing up the ep, and so he's got zero game with his girl, but do you guys remember when he's, like, super defensive about Spency being prettier than him?
He says Clay's not pretty. Yeah.
And she was not at all talking about Clay at all.
Yeah, she was. She did.
Yeah, she said the pretty boy.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
I thought it was just out of nowhere. He's just like, because throughout the whole episode...
She called Clay pretty.
But throughout the whole episode, there's this tension between Jay, Spence, and Beardo, where Beardo feels like Jay is, like, choosing Spencer over him.
I think Beardo's usually in Spencer's position. So Spencer took Beardo's position, Beardo took Ray's position.
Yeah.
And Beardo didn't like seeing someone else in his position.
I just feel like he feels like his boyfriend is dumping him, and he's got a new boyfriend.
No, I think he just didn't like his new role, and he rather would have his old role.
Just slaughtering by the dozens.
Yes, because it's pure.
It's just pure.
When someone's shooting at you, you're shooting at them. It's so awesome.
You are a very pretty lady.
Have you ever felt that fear before? Well, it's kind of like sex with me.
Then we cut to Ray asking to talk to his doctor.
Again.
Okay, but when you call a doctor to make an appointment so that your doctor can look at your shoulder, you just, like, call and make an appointment.
Yeah, you don't have to talk to the doctor.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, can I talk to the doctor? And she's like, oh, he's not here. Like, would you like to pass on a message? But the message would be, like, can I get an appointment, wouldn't it?
I feel that this whole episode was not, like, this whole side quest of Ray to, like, give in and go get a doctor's note was,
yeah,
like, such
bullshit.
Unless
he's lying, I feel like he might be lying.
Ray is going to fuck up the next mission. Someone's going
to die. They can't make that. No fucking... No way is that going to happen. That's what I want to happen. I'm like, I'm hoping that it's on Ray's conscience and he will, like, burn with it. It'll be terrible for him.
I think greasy hair might be going. Or maybe just some rando. But, like, someone's going to die because of Ray because he didn't go to the doctor.
It'll be greasy hair.
Yeah. But you know what? Greasy hair this episode? His hair? Not that greasy.
Oh. It's pretty greasy, except he was looking pretty paunchy though when he was standing behind the truck. I was like, who's that paunchy? Oh, it's greasy.
I thought his hair was long.
He's eating
not
healthier
greasy.
These days.
He has this kind of like pear shaped body with weak little arms.
Like he has big hips?
Yeah, just like this kind of like and he's kinda standing there. Like, who's the help?
So then Jay steals the guys that they kill, he steals their truck.
Right.
And they drive back.
Oh, yeah, he burns in there like an asshole. Yeah.
Does he, like, drive right into the plane?
So how did they get that truck across the bridge that they've blown?
They've already gone across. They're on the other side already.
No, because, okay, and also, during the ambush, Greasy opened up way too soon. He opened up when they came around the corner, like, way far from, and just, like, they would have jammed on the brakes. So how did they get that truck across the bridge that they blew?
No, they were coming from the, that's, like, I don't know how the other truck got past them, but I think they were coming from the same side as the, they were going with the nukes.
Yeah, I think there was like there was like a fork, and so they took the truck ahead and took it down the fork, and then the the buyers came from the front. I don't think they actually were blowing the bridge. I think the buyers were coming from ahead of them.
But they were so close. Like, a Beardo looked through his rearview mirror. They were like maybe 200 meters away when the bridge blew.
I think it was a little
bit. We don't know that it was a the bridge being blown, do we?
Yeah, because
it was that TV tower that they were wiring. Like, it was like a weird tower there. I don't think it was the bridge.
No, it was the supports for the bridge. They were putting like explosives on the bridge. There's no tower.
And I was like, where'd that tower come from?
When they started opening up on the buyers, the bridge wasn't in the scene.
No, like, it wasn't. They, I imagine they were coming from where they came from, and they were just coming around the corner up to the bridge, and then Greasy Beard, probably his trigger finger slipped, because he's so greasy, and he started opening up on them, like, oh, fuck! And then it was just calamity, but how did they get that truck across the blown bridge?
I feel like we're going to have to revisit. That's why I think that it was... I think they were coming from the front.
I do, too. And I think, like, all your questions are answered by they were coming from the front.
I guess, but the beard was so close, so the fork must have been, like, right after the bridge.
After reviewing the footage, it is very clear that the ambush came from the direction in which Beardo left with the bombs and the doctor. Because there's a shot where it shows the ambush team pointed forward with the trucks, in the original direction that they were traveling. So yeah, I guess there must have been a fork in the road, and that's where the bad guys came from.
So anyway, we have some beers this episode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Seen as beers, right?
I made a note of that too, and they even mentioned beer.
Yeah.
Oh, was it real beer? I didn't look at the brand.
They had beer at the end?
Yeah. There was major beer
scene. They're in the bar, right?
Yeah, they did have beer, right? Yeah. But
Danny, he is so gross. Like, that dude, the way that he comes up behind.
Oh, and he just, like, rubs his cock on her? I think then that they were totally, they must have been banging back in the day.
She said that he once tried to make out with
her. I think that's a joke. I think that's a joke. I think they've been fucking the whole time.
Yeah.
He's so gross. I don't know.
But also, he doesn't have a penis, so she doesn't feel threatened.
I don't know. Totally.
He's just rubbing his gash on her.
I think, like, genitalia is one of the things they give you back first. Like, they would make him a dick.
Well, I mean, you can have, like, some sort of rubber, like, prosthetic.
I think they, like graft skin from...
No, you can't reconstruct a penis.
They make a penis there. It's not... good.
It's not a penis.
But it's there.
It's a shitty penis. It's probably like the worst
penis. It looks like a penis.
I don't know, guy, they should have found a better looking actor to be a creep. Because, like, you know, he looks like a classic creep. Like a total dirtbag. Like,
rapey?
He looks rapey. He looks like someone that would rape you. And I think that they should have found a less rapey looking actor.
Okay, so you guys know, like, racist? Like, the term, like, when someone's, like, racist?
Mm-hmm.
Is Margaret being a rapist?
Like,
you're being a rapist against him. You're superficially claiming that he's a rapist. Ooh. And so you're... a rapist.
I just think that he looks like a creep.
He's definitely...
I'm being a creepist. I don't know, but that's assuming that he is a creep. I'm being prejudiced about his creepy looking face.
I think just that he's Cro-Magnon and giant, mm-hmm. and he's got a scar on his face, probably from a defensive wound.
But he's just generally like, give her a nice looking man. Like, why does he have to look like that? I would say that every single male actor in this whole show is.
Would you rather have sex with Jay or that guy?
Jay.
Really?
That guy is way grosser. Okay, I don't think Jay is an attractive man.
He has raped so much more than that guy.
I think that every other man, other than the, like, old, sad men or whatever, like, are... But all the main characters, they're... Even Greasy Hair.
Oh, Greasy's the bomb.
Even Greasy Hair
is better looking
than...
So slippery.
Danny.
It'd be like a delicious eel.
All of them. I think my number one choice would be Curly Hair, who I think is a very bad actor.
Oh, that's the dog guy?
But I think he's got that dog.
Oh.
But...
It's always
the
dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the dog watching.
I just think, like, he's tall and
okay,
he's skinny.
You asked earlier, favorite character? Favorite character, yeah. Greasy. Fuck Ray. Yeah, I'm with Greasy for now.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, I think Danny's a total gross character, and I wish they never brought him into the series. Then we are at the police station.
We are.
Yeah.
Oh, but we forgot in the last scene that Ray lies about his shoulder.
Oh,
thing,
yeah,
like.
He does.
Did he lie?
Well,
yes, he did.
It's implied, I guess,
get
but yeah.
Killed. He didn't.
Yeah,
to
he's already skipped the doctor's appointment. He's in full. He's
so
in deep. I think Jay is
so
going to catch him. He's not going to.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a mission. Jay's going to catch him. Jay's going to set a trap. It's going to work.
I think he's going to have to do a chin up during the mission. And he won't, and he'll compromise somebody.
But I guess this is like, so they were, do we ever talk about this? They're counting on their hazard pay. Their base salary is not enough for him to survive. He needs,
in his apartment.
Yeah, that's fine.
He needs
fucked.
Hazard pay.
That's nonsense.
Yeah.
They're probably just living outside their means. They're probably, like,
no, but they,
buying
they,
bullshit.
They don't, they, she said that, that she's been
we haven't seen their garage.
Carefully.
Like, but they have the best
probably,
truck.
And he's got, like, 15 jet skis. Like, we don't need any more jet skis, right? He's like, but I love jet skis.
But they don't make a lot of money. But they just had their first kid. So, yeah, up until now, for the last 10 years, I don't know how they've been spending their money. But
they're probably just frivolous with it.
I don't know. But they don't seem to have a luxurious lifestyle.
They probably have, like a pretty intense coke habit.
Or they get all those, like, non-royalty beers all the time.
Yeah.
Which probably costs more than real beer, and they don't have any alcohol, so you have to buy even more.
And instead of Airbnb, they just let Jay stay on the couch. Okay, so then Jay goes and picks up his daughter from jail, who I guess drank and barfed all over herself.
We don't
Yeah,
know.
She cleaned up her face.
But, like, why was she in jail?
Drinking.
Yeah.
Just drinking.
Underage drinking.
But then, like... is it really surprising that Jay's daughter has an alcohol problem?
Does she?
No.
Well, like, not necessarily, but that she's abusing alcohol. That she thinks.
Yeah. It's not.
No, it's not very surprising. It's a mess.
Something I noticed, like, so right when he's about to hug her at the end, right beforehand, he, like, puts his hand out in a fist.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like, is he about to, like, punch her in the face? Like, is he like, oh, I'm so mad at you? But then he, like, turns it in, like, transforms it into a hug?
Sort of, but before the hug, he goes fist, and he points at her.
Right.
Then he does this kind of, like, come here gesture, and then he does the hug. It was a very strange gesture.
And you know what? The daughter, in response, also did, like, a hand gesture thing.
Oh.
And I think that they maybe have, like, a...
They made their own sign language up, or he taught her, like, the seal code language, whatever that is.
Yeah, maybe that was seal code.
Yeah, my impression is, like, they have this casual rapport of hand signals, but then this is more serious than that, so they're going to hug And where he decides, like, you know what, I'm going to give her a hug. I'm not just going to give her, like, a jokey.
Mm-hmm.
And this brings us to the end of the episode.
Except that, Richard,
but
what do you have to say?
Oh, a new segment in this episode is the saddest seal.
You were just trying to help, but I was kind of being a dick to that. I'm sorry.
I was never here.
Got so drunk, I peed myself.
And so who is your nomination
for
saddest seal?
What is the idea?
Well,
it's
just, you know, who you think was the saddest seal, either the worst seal or, like, maybe down on their luck or not having a good time, depressed.
The one that generated the most sadness in the viewer?
In you, yeah.
Yeah,
or the one who I think is the most sad, like, might cry tonight.
Yeah, well, whatever made you feel most sad.
Well, I'll start with my nomination. I think that even though at the end he is having a good time with the new strap, I think Sonny was the saddest seal this episode because he had to have responsibilities.
Oh, yeah, he did not like that leadership.
He did
position.
Not like having responsibilities.
Yeah, but he had clean knuckles at the end. He was kind of okay with that. Yeah. Like, he looked at his knuckles like, hey, you're right, they are clean.
Yeah.
So he's a literal.
He was also wearing gloves at the time.
But I feel like he spent the majority of the episode just kind of down in the dumps.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
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 Well, so I'm going to jump in here, and I'm going to back Richard, and that was also my pick, was Sonny. Because he was sad from multiple angles. He was really uncomfortable to meet Danny, and there's this, like, real reservation there.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had, like, very, like, troubled, like, means of connecting with a love interest that was interested in him,
right.
And he fucked that up. He
was all jealous of Carl.
Yeah, he's super jealous of Carl.
Who's Carl?
What are you doing, man? That's Carl!
Clay?
Spencey.
Clay.
No, it's Carl. I'm pretty sure his name's Carl. But yeah, just like,
yeah.
And he was being sidelined by Jay constantly, and Spencer was getting, like, all his, like, hair positions. So, like, just sadness after sadness for Beardo.
I would agree, although I do think they're giving Beardo the most air time out of
there's
the
a lot of character
secondary
stuff there,
characters.
Yeah.
Like, Clay isn't getting any.
Yeah, we barely saw
airtime.
Well, who would you pick then?
Just for, like, yeah, you know, I would right away say Beardo because that's who they're kind of focusing on as a sad sacker. Even though Ray has his shoulder thing.
That is pretty sad.
It is.
Because it's a
and
subtle sadness.
And he's hiding it. And he obviously is, like, mentally trying
he's,
to come to...
Yeah.
Like, there's
so
a lot
who are you saying?
You're
saying Ray or
there?
Beardo? Or?
But my first... my gut instinct would be Beardo. Yeah. Beardo's not doing well. I think that Ray is being dishonest about his physical situation, but Beardo is dishonest about who he is as a person. And I think that that's much sadder.
Yeah, but Ray is potentially going to kill his entire team, and he won't go to the fucking doctor.
Adam.
So Adam, who
is
the
I think it's Ray. I think that specific, like, that torment that's going, like, the fact that he's deciding not to fucking tell anybody, like, he knows he's been out there. He knows what would happen if you're not in peak performance, and he's gonna fuck him. And if
money.
He decides to go and fuck him, then
him,
he's a piece of shit.
Money? But if he dies, his family's not getting that money anyway.
So
life
Margaret,
insurance.
What did you say, Sonny?
I say Sonny.
So we got three Sonny,
three
we got
one
Ray. I am being torn towards the Ray line.
They're having all
Sonny.
The money.
I already
troubles.
Said so. I will continue with Sonny, but, like, definitely Ray is in there. But also,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what was said here, universally satisfied Jay.
Yeah, he's up at the top, and then, like, the nomination each episode
that depends
is just
on
below
your definition
him.
Of sad.
Just, like, just a dumb. Like, he's so sad. He's so dumb that he doesn't even realize how miserable he is.
Yeah, but he's such a nice, good father. Like,
rather...
really good rapport
no.
with his daughter.
He
I think
no,
she's well-adjusted.
He led her astray.
Well.
he's just like, all right, bro it up, let her go, whatever. And it's just like, she winds up in the police station, like, what? Yeah. He's so fucking dumb.
Yeah, I felt like there was, like, so when he had that meeting with his wife.
Yeah, but they didn't
like, let him. Yeah, all right, fine, I'll do it. And then he has a meeting with Ray, and he's like, oh, man, you can't come on the mission? Oh, and he's, like, so upset, and he cares, like, so much more about the SEALs than he does about his family.
Yeah, it was like, why didn't he call his daughter before he got on the plane?
Yeah, he calls him mid-mission.
He had time to, like, go to his cage and blah, 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 blah. Like, it seemed like...
Well, he had to get a toothbrush.
Yeah, he had to meet up with Ray and talk about the strap. I don't even know, like...
It is a brotherhood. Okay. A band of brothers.